that will mess you up like messing your body up.
Yeah, man.
Just nothing will mess you up like messing your body up.
Right.
I have a ministry here where we minister to people who messed up their bodies and messed up their lives.
Yeah.
I've lived on the streets in New York. When I met my wife, she was living on the streets of Columbia, South Carolina. She was dating Fort Jackson. Say you proud of that? No, we both hurt. We both hurt. Okay? We hurt because of that. My preacher was counseling my wife and I before we got married. My wife wept in her hands. I hate sex. I hate sex. I hate sex.
I don't get her getting ready for
husband. You know what old Fanny Crosby said? Deep in the human heart, touched by the tempter, feelings lie buried. Grace can be stolen.
Yeah.
You know what I believe? I believe that the God, the King James Bible, take a couple of broken people.
Yeah.
And I believe the God of that Bible, that if we follow the thing, you know what she said? I don't want to have any children. She grew up in a home where daddy sexually abused her. She grew up in a home where her mother was out of her mind. She grew up in a home where it was just tears and sorrow to live. She grew up in a home where she contemplated suicide all the time. I don't want to have any children, she said. But I remember thinking this, that you know, if we take that home and we live by the word of God, I think God will change her mind. When I first started going out with her, she didn't want to have any children. We weren't sure if she didn't have a disease that would ruin her life. We weren't sure. You say, isn't your wife embarrassed to say that my wife would stand up and testify to these things certain times? She wants some people to know this. And I remember one day thinking to myself, it'll be years before anybody can marry this woman. Years. And I was reading the book of Genesis. And it said that Jacob, for his love for Rachel, that 7 years seemed as nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was looking in that Bible and around, my Bible just said, I love that woman. Because I remember thinking to myself, I'd wait for her. I'd wait till all this heals her. I'd wait for her. I don't know what I'd wait for her. Let me tell you a few things. Number one, young ladies today in Baptist churches, retaining their virginity, but there's a phrase in the Word of God that says this, they have bruised the teats of their virginity. Allow boys to touch them. Listen to all that dirty junk. Some boy go find and gets ready to marry him, and they're already just filthy.
Right.
Yeah. No purity in them.
It is.
No purity in them. I've told some of my fellows, I'd rather get one of these girls got tattoos up and down her.
Slept with everybody in the band. But today has the righteousness of Christ in Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and sobbed and wept over that. Now, I'm not for that. With God, no girl ever had to suffer like that.
Right.
But when they come in here to this ministry, do you think I'm against them? No, I'm for them.
Amen.
I love them.
Amen.
I mean, I absolutely love them because I've watched. I've watched the tears, and I've watched God save them. I've watched God change their life.
Amen.
I've watched it. I've had the joy of watching. I've had the joy to see God take those lives and make those lives new and make them fresh and make them want faith. You know, the first things I have to do is clean them up off their drugs. You say, well, they smoking dope? No, usually the doctor gave it to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You stand there, you're on welfare, you go into the doctor's office, you know, he's going to get paid, he's going to pay about $7.50 to listen to you. How long would you work for $7.50? Some of you here, well, I in Baptist church, what's that? I'm not one of the doctors working for a minimum wage.
Sit around starving at home.
Well, you think your doctor's real thrilled to sit there and listen to you for an hour if he's going to get $7.50? No, you're just a manila folder, and he opens it up and looks and says, we tried this drug, we'll try that one next week.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's all you are to him. Yeah. I feel it come up to me. He finally got off all those drugs. Because I'll tell my people, let's try an experiment. You go to your doctor and tell your doctor, I'd like to try going without it for a while. I don't ever take my people out. I said, you go to the doctor. And you know what? Every doctor's been through it. No exception I've had to that. I've had some professionally crazy people there.
What do you mean by that? They go to the court and say, I'm crazy, you're not going to take me drugs, and they give them money for it, and other professional drug takers. They never quit taking them, they're not crazy anymore, they can't have the money. All right? And I mean it.
Yes, sir.
I'm not lying to you. I have people like that.
You think they want to get right? They don't want to get right. They'd have to do a job with the guy.
Yes. I haven't been able to say more than that. I haven't been able to get them out of that pit that they're in.
Had a fella come up to me, back to his brother Dale, whose life is exemplary now for Jesus Christ. Okay?
Yes,
but the thing is, Brother Dale said, well, Pastor, I am so depressed.
You need to be depressed. Look at your life.
Yes, sir.
You know why some of you are depressed? You need to be depressed. Look at your life. How could you live a life like that? How could you do that? You know what God made you for, ladies? He made you for one man. There's a book that I give out. I give it to Brother Vernon. Give it out to some of them. I like a new pastor. It's called Hooked. How Childhood Sex is Affecting Our Children.
Okay? God's never mentioned in the whole thing. But they got it right.
Right.
You know what they found? First of all, take a young lady that's a virgin. Do an MRI of her brain.
They'll let some boy take her to the back seat somewhere and do an MRI, and the next day it's totally different. It's totally different. She'll never be the same. She'll never be the same.
Right.
I give that book to the school nurse. I have a school nurse from the local school comes here sometimes. She's a Roman Catholic. Doesn't even know if you need a born-again experience. She's not sure if she comes here sometimes. I gave it to her. She passed it all around the school. She came to me and said, I wish every child in that school could read this book.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? They hand out condoms for different body parts.
They don't have a condom for those kids' minds.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. And it drives them crazy. It fills them with depression.
Yes, sir. It
fills them with misery. Okay? You realize what a young lady has lost her virtue. She's changed now. Do you realize the first time that some young man gets her libido aroused, trying to keep this clean, gets her libido aroused, do you realize that in her mind, dopamine is released? Same thing that makes that heroin addict.
Right.
Dopamine is released. Our Creator designed it.
Yeah, right.
And you know what it does? The twinkle in that boy's eyes becomes impregnated in her mind. The smell of the musk behind his ears becomes part of her. His breath becomes part of her. The feel of his hands becomes part of her.
See, I'm just a Baptist preacher. I was told a long time ago they become one flesh. That book finally had figured out, see?
Right.
About 2,000 years behind the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Caught up with that. And you know what happens? She becomes, by the grace of God, addicted to that young man.
Mm-hmm. Addicted to it. But see, the thing is, they're just 15, 16-year-old. He's some lunkhead off the back of a hay wagon somewhere. He's had his jollies with her. You know, 3 weeks later, he's off with Sally Sue.
And you know what she goes through? She goes through a depression, equal to divorce. She's only 15, 16 years old. She's in the school kind of crying in the math room, and her friends are trying to help her and stuff. Just other 15, 16.
You know what they're telling her? Hey, I went through that. You'll get over it. And the sad part is she will.
Yep.
And about a month later, 2 months later, you know. And by the way, girls don't lose their virginity anymore. The term now is getting rid of it.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that, you don't understand what's going on in culture.
Right.
They get rid of their virginity.
I send all my kids to public school. They'll tell you that. They get rid of their virginity.
Yep.
They get rid of it. Okay? girls all had, and they got rid of their virginity, and now they've suffered this, they've gone through that. About a month and a half later, they sleep with old Joe and or whatever else. But you want to know the thing is? They never healed from the first one.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now they all have to sleep with that one, and they're kind of addicted, but they never healed. 3 weeks later, they sleep with another one, and there's a teeny bit of addiction, but they don't heal. You know what the book says then? That after three or four guys, it compared these girls to a piece of tape that you've used so many times it won't stick to the wall. Mm. Mm. For the average girl,
that's right.
You know what the Apostle Paul called it? Well,
natural fashion.
That's right.
Right.
See, isn't it amazing how your King James Bible had all that figured out about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? We didn't even need to read all that science. We just had a King James Bible and it told us all that.
Yeah.
Said every bit of that.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, a woman three times in her life, God designed her for that dopamine to come out. You know what the other one is? When a baby's in the birth canal.
Yeah.
Now, you fellas that have ever watched your women have babies, amazing. Now, I'm not one of them ones that sit there watching those videos. I'm not into that. All right? But, you know, I've been there in the same room and that. And I don't look at that stuff. It's freaking fucking awful when I do that third or fourth. Then that baby pops out. And she, I'm not over it. She's over it. You know?
Exactly.
You know what? And the Lord said that. Didn't he?
Yeah.
You know about that end of the childbirth and then that baby's born and it's just joy. You know why? Dopamine was released.
Yeah.
There's a pop. Mm. And not anymore. Because they broke that vice cord.
Mm.
Now stand in Walmart and watch women with their children and tell me whether or not they like your children.
Yeah.
Mm. Go to the doctor's office, sit there and watch women with their children. Tell me whether or not they like their children. Mm.
Think about it.
Right, you know, that got broken inside of them.
Yeah.
The third time that happens is when they're lactating, that's breastfeeding. That dopamine comes out. You think of the wisdom of that creator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think of the wisdom of that creator.
Yep.
See, what happens with a boy? You know what a boy does? He becomes like a bull. You know what he wants to do? He wants to protect that woman that he's been laying with. It's natural to him. Do you know what society says? Don't your boy protect you.
Right.
I'm going to go sleep with your best friend. Mm-hmm. You know what it's done? It's turned men.
Yeah.
I didn't say sodomite. There's a difference.
Right.
Effeminate is when a man thinks with a woman's emotions.
Yeah.
See, you know, some of the podium, they'll call and say, well, what do you feel about President Obama? I don't care what I feel about him. Here's what I think.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I don't care what I feel about this, it's what I think. But men don't think anymore, they feel.
Yeah.
You know, you get some guy in Ford F-250 pulls up in the parking lot, some guy gets out, cowboy boots and a big hat, that kind of stuff. Some girl's got him around the finger. You know, and he's feeling kind of bad because you said this to him. And, you know, that one woman at home yelled at him. He's a little effeminate. How many of you fellas in my church have I had to call you a little effeminate with? And I have. You know why? Because the first thing I have to do when they come back, make men out.
That's right.
I make men out. I remember standing there with Dale and telling me how bad he hates his mother. Okay? These three black men in the house. And the black men would torture him and make him live underneath the house. But didn't even have a son. Okay? You're a little upset because you're not near it. You're so sad. They just tell me how bad he is. You know what I told him? I said, you're just like a godless man. And he flared back at me and I said, you go ahead and hit me and I'll love you just as much as you. His wife walked in the room. You know what he just said to me? He got over it. He called me over. You don't pay that to the toughest man on the cell phone. Alright? Been pressing 600 pounds or whatever else. But you know what I've learned? If My people know this statement over. I know guys that can't bench press 90 pounds, but they can rule a woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay? You know how they rule a woman? With love, care, giving themselves.
Yeah.
Absolute abandonment.
Yeah.
To see to it she's protected and cared for.
Amen.
Good.
Yeah.
I had a woman's liver when I was pastoring in Vermont, and I mean a woman's liver. I mean, this woman absolutely enough. She lived in Burlington, Vermont, back when Bernie Sanders was the mayor. Vermont had just voted for Jesse Jackson in the 1984 presidential primary, okay?
Wow.
This woman was living in Burlington, and she was just absolute jackbooted woman's liver. And her brother started coming to my church to listen to her. One time he recorded a message, I didn't realize he was recording it. And I was talking about things between my wife and I. And I was talking about the time we just ran out of food in the house. I mean, we ran out of food.
Right.
I used to go along the roads and pick up cans out of the ditches trying to pay for a baby that was out of special formula, a good eat red special formula. And the day finally came when there was money to feed the babies and my wife and I couldn't eat. You say you had the victory, you know, we cried like babies inside of God's commandment, if you really want to know. And that night, I got a chance to go work and help unload a truck in the trucking company. And they said, hey, we're going to give everybody some pizza. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to get a piece and stick it in my pocket, take it to my wife. But we got into this conference room there, and they kind of gave everybody a piece, and they were expecting us to eat it right there. See, there was no way to save that. And then I think, well, at least I'll have some food I can work on. I'd have a meeting in 24 hours. And then the thought occurred to me, the ark of God abideth in the field. The armies of Israel abideth in their tents. Shall I go sleep with my wife? If my wife is at home and she can't eat, she's in this battle, I ain't eating. We're in this battle together. And I went home that next morning, and I told her, and she told me she should have eaten it. We cried again. I don't remember how we got out of it, but I'm fat, she's fat. Where we got out of it, okay? All right? We got out of it. All right? I told that story in the preaching. Just so I want people to understand what marriage was. You know, Brian Holton mailed that to his wife, or his sister, shouldn't they? But his sister. One day, I opened the mailbox and there's a pink envelope in there that said, from Robin Holton, I'm looking for anthrax. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm terrified I got a letter from her. You know what it said? She said, I hate marriage, I hate men. She said, my brother sent me this tape, and I was so lonely tonight, I listened to it. And I heard that story about you not having any food, and you wouldn't eat, and your wife couldn't eat. And she said, I'm sitting there by the side of my bed, and I'm sobbing. And I'm asking God, give me a Christian husband.
Mm. Wow.
Give me a Christian home.
Wow.
Give me a Christian home. I had to tell her, you need Christ before the Christian home.
Yeah.
Okay? Ever heard going to Burlington, Vermont, going to Rock Roots Church? And going there, and I said, go there and figure out when you still live in Burlington. He told me one time, he said, you know, I've got young girls raised in church, don't live as clean as she does.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mother of 8 children today.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor's wife in the church has started homeschools.
Wow.
Okay? See, God can take a life, and God can turn it around.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
God can heal a life.
Yes.
Deep in the human heart, touched by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Grace can heal it all. Don't make the mistake of triggering stuff inside of your body. Don't make the mistake. Say, well, I've already made every mistake in the world. You got a God that can handle
it.
I'll tell you something. We'll put this on tape, but I don't talk about this very often. I have people in this church who've walked on the wrong sexual aisle. Most states now it's illegal to try to work and change them around. But you know what I found? Jesus gets in them and you don't have to worry about it anymore. The roots are over with the chickens. All right? You know? It just works out.
Yeah.
See, why does that happen? By the way, Dr. Leonard Sachs, liberal Jew, writes a book called Girls on the Edge and Preacher on Reel.
Dr. Leonard Sachs, liberal Jew, writes a book called Voice of Drift, French Art of Reading. Okay? Liberal Jew, but he's got it straight. Voice of Drift, Girls on the Edge, Dr. Leonard Sachs, S-A-S. Get those books, you gotta read them. And he talks about this. What, you know what a woman really wants out of a familial relationship, sexual relationship? She really wants love and affection. Now, a fellow on his honeymoon, he ain't thinking love and affection. Okay?
Right now.
The average young Baptist boy, you know what he's thinking? Well, the marriage bed's undefiled. It doesn't even take a goat and a whip and jack boots and all that. No, you know what it says, the marriage bed's undefiled? Not that you can do every pretty stinking thing you've been thinking about. Yeah. Marriage bed's undefiled because in the Old Testament, when you went and slept with your wife, you were unclean for 3 days. Today, you sleep with your wife, not unclean for 3 days. You go straight to God, straight. It's not talking about going to every perverted,
that's
twisted,
right,
little
right,
weirdo
right.
thing you had. And that woman sitting there kind of wondering about you, what have I married?
Yes.
Okay? Talking about a clean, a holy relationship you have. Marriage that is undefined. Okay? Talking about what God can do for you, what God can make in your life.
Right now.
Let God do what God needs to do. Women want affection out of a relationship. Old Sammy Allen, what's he say over and over? You guys know. He said, men get their urge 80% out of what they see. Women get their urge 80% out of what they hear. The average man today don't have a clue how to talk to a woman. He doesn't have a clue how to talk to one.
That's right.
He doesn't have a clue. You know what happens to a girl after she slept with 3, 4, 5, 6 different fellas? There's no more affection anymore. She'd be down at the bar necking with another girl. Right now, in the United States of America, girls between the age of 18 and 24, 1/4 of them have already crossed that line. This nation's been turned over to a reprobate mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
You'll never be punished for being a homosexual. That is the punishment. For this cause, God turned them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Say, what's happened? I've been there. You know what the Apostle Paul said to his people? Such were some of you. Now you're washed, now you're cleansed, now you're justified.
Yes, sir.
God's got it.
Amen.
Hey, you go to this church, people ask me what your dress code is. I still have to have your students down here. We have people that don't have a clue how to dress. We finally had our first dress code vote about 3 weeks ago that you had to wear shirts on the property. You say were boys violating? No, I had a girl over here making and I just wanted to just walk over to our playground equipment again and tell her you can't be on the property, okay? And her stupid husband out there without a shirt, I didn't want him on the property, okay? I wanted to be able to tell him that. I can come up here in short shorts singing the choir. I love singing the choir. You know why? If you're getting a very sensitive dress like that, come on up here. God is holy. Okay? God gets a hold. That's right. You know what the worst thing you do with a guy with measles is paint him white so he looks so healthy. I like to see people up. You know what I also tell him? I'm not interested in what you dress like coming to church. You don't think anybody can dress up. I'm interested in what I see the Dollar General. That's what I know God's
changed.
Amen. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
I'll be honest, I'm having a hard time with this thing. I raise up all these people out of the drugs and the trailer parks and that kind of stuff, and they thirst for the preaching of the Word of God. They thirst for the preaching of the Word of God. They can't wait to come for the preaching of the Lord. They complain to me because we only meet on Sundays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. And they say, Pastor, we need more church. I hear that.
That's good.
And they come and they can't wait. They hear Brother Tim DeGay's coming. They're so excited. Well, we have church every night. We'll have it every night until Cliff Taylor's coming. They're so excited. Bobby West's one of those things now. They get excited. He's coming in. Okay? They're so excited about it.
And I'm starting to get in people from other churches. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. The other day, punch in, we'll go sit with some preacher.
Yeah.
I don't even understand it. I don't even get it. I don't know what it's going to take to make them fall in love with the work of God. They've been living for 20 years. Everybody's been preaching to them about serving God, serving God, serving God, serving God. How about loving Him? How about enjoying Him? How about enjoying God? How about letting God change your home? How about letting Him change your life? How about letting Him change your family? How about letting Him change your attitude? How about letting Him give you hope?
Yeah.
Okay? What are you all for? I'm going to ask a special thing here. Brother Early, would you close this? That Fanny Crosby song that I've been saying, I don't even know the title. Would you get on the piano and just sing that and just close this, okay? And then just pray and close this.
Lord, those who can, let you. 10 o'clock. Take a few moments to find it in our song. But Bob DeWitt said this. He said, I come from a church with the best choir of any Baptist church in the state of New York. Now, you might find one as good somewhere, but you won't find one better. Amen. That's the man God's given for that. Okay?
Amen.
The man God's given.